Praise be Jesus and Mary. This fourth Sunday of Easter happens to coincide with Mother's Day here in America. So first, we wish all mothers out there a happy Mother's Day and that they receive many blessings from God. And of course, this could constitute a homily in itself, talking about motherhood and the great gift of motherhood. This day, we should also give thanks to Our Lady, our spiritual mother, in the order of grace, okay, for having given us birth in the supernatural life, okay, the life of grace, and she continues to nourish us and to bring us to full adulthood, spiritual adulthood, that is sanctity, by the continual mediation of grace. So for this Mother's Day, we are all children of Mary, and we should all do something for her, whether it be bringing flowers to her image or saying some special prayers and devotions. We should all give gratitude and thanks to our Heavenly Mother. Now we turn to the readings this Sunday. We see that it talks about the shepherd and the sheep and how we need to arrive at those green pastures, namely eternal life. And so the first thing we need to recognize in all of this is that we are the sheep and we are in need of a shepherd, someone to lead us and guide us. Because if we are left on our own, we will wander and we will go astray and we will expose ourselves to being devoured by wolves. Okay, and all of this refers to spiritual realities, of course. If we don't follow our shepherd, we will go astray with regard to matters of faith. We will fall into error, and we will fall into difficulties with regard to morals. We will fall into sin, and then we will be consumed and devoured by Satan and his cohorts and not arrive at the green pastures of eternal life. So this is the first thing. We need to recognize that we are sheep, and by ourselves, we cannot do it. But we need a shepherd to follow, to lead, and to guide us. And this requires humility, right? Especially for us Americans who exalt individualism and I can make it on my own and I can think for myself and all of the rest, right? We need to be humble. And this is exactly what we see in the Collect, the first prayer of the Mass today. Lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before. Right? The humble flock will arrive at where the brave shepherd has gone before, but the proud, individualistic flock will not arrive, but they will certainly go astray. And now this is interesting because it once happened in a parish where I was, and in fact, they were the very same readings of today's Mass, where in the petitions, the prayer of the faithful, one of the prayers of intercession was this: may the pastors of the church, the shepherds, hear the voice of their flock and guide them with humility and grace. I'm paraphrasing. It might not have been exactly like that, but that is definitely the gist of what was said in that prayer. It's very close to the exact words. May the pastors of the church hear the voice of their flock and guide them with humility and grace. Okay? I am this close to saying that that intercession was inspired by an evil spirit. Okay? The devil, what does he seek to do? He seeks to invert the order that God has established, to turn things upside down and on their head. Now we see in God's creation, there is order. There is hierarchy, the hierarchy of being. You know, we have plants, animals, human beings who have intelligence and free will, angels who are pure spirits, and then God at the top of everything. There is a hierarchy in creation. There is a hierarchy in the family. The father is the head of the family, just as Adam was the head of Eve. There is a hierarchy in the church, the structure of the church. We all have a place in God's creation, in society, in the family, and in the church. And we need to fulfill the role that God has given to us in order to keep that order established by God and to keep peace. Whether it's peace in our families, in society, in the church. As St. Augustine says, peace is the tranquility of order. And so what the devil tries to do, he tries to throw off kilter all of that and turn it upside down and cause division and pride and confusion. And he does that by pricking our pride, usually, and not respecting the place that God has given us, not fulfilling our role. And so that's what this petition does. May the pastors of the church hear the voice of their flock. You see how that is almost exactly contrary to what we just read in the gospel. Our Lord says that he is the shepherd, and his sheep hear his voice. And they follow him, not the contrary. Okay, we are not leading Jesus Christ. The flock is not leading the pastors. It is the other way around. And guide them with humility and grace. Now, of course, the pastors and shepherds of the church should have the virtue of humility, of course. But that is really not the principal virtue of those who are in positions of leadership. But the principal virtue is that of prudence, right? Remember, Solomon asked for wisdom to guide and govern the people of God. He didn't ask for humility, although that is, of course, necessary, but he asked for wisdom. And so we ought to pray that our pastors and shepherds have prudence to guide the flock. And as the collect says, that the flock, so the humble flock. That is the virtue of those who have the role of subjects and who are being led. Humility, which is expressed concretely by obedience. Saint Maximilian says, he who obeys is humble. That's how the virtue of humility is carried out in practice. And notice how none of this is contrary to human dignity. This is what the world and the maxims of the world want to teach you, that humility and obedience is contrary to your dignity as the wife of your husband. You know, you need to govern the family and assert yourself. Wrong. That's not your role. Okay? It is not contrary to dignity, but because it is in perfect conformity with truth, it is in perfect conformity with your dignity as a child of God, as a member of the flock who follows Christ and his shepherds, as a wife and mother, and so on and so forth. We need to become saints, but not elsewhere, but right in the place and fulfilling the role that God has given us. Now, Jesus Christ is our invisible shepherd. We don't see him in his human form anymore, but he has left the church a visible shepherd. And it's not by chance that the other readings in the liturgy today deal with St. Peter. The Acts of the Apostles has St. Peter preaching for the first time and converting 3,000 in one day. The second reading is from the first letter of Peter. Why? Because our Lord left him as the visible shepherd of the church. Remember, after our Lord's resurrection, before his ascension to heaven, on the shores of Galilee, he said, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." Now in the gospel, Jesus is telling us that he's the good shepherd. Yes, he is, but he has entrusted the shepherding to his vicar, the visible shepherd here on earth, who we can see and hear his voice. And so our Lord says to Peter, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me and him who sent me." And so we need to be humble, docile members of the flock and hear the voice of Peter, who speaks to us and is guiding us to green pastures. And so what does Peter say to us in today's readings? He says in the first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Okay, those words ring so true today. This corrupt generation in which we live, which aborts and contracepts and divorces and remarries and creates embryos and destroys them and has unnatural relationships and calls them marriage and all of the rest. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation, says Saint Peter. He gives us some other counsels in the second reading. If you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace before God. So let's do good in our lives. This good could be resisting temptation, all kinds of temptations that come to us to disobey God and his commandments. Okay, it could be not telling that little lie in order to avoid some discomfort in the family or at work, but being upright and telling the truth, even if it causes displeasure on the part of others or a humiliation on our own part. All right? Be patient when you suffer for doing what is good. Because our Lord, says Saint Peter, has left us an example, that he suffered for you, that we may follow in his footsteps. He committed no sin. This refers to how we should resist temptations, and no deceit was found in his mouth. And we should avoid these little white lies, as they say. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Instead, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. So all of the difficulties that we encounter in our life, we should commend ourselves to Almighty God, put everything in his hands, trust in divine providence. So Saint Peter does nothing else as shepherd of the flock but exhort us to save ourselves from this corrupt generation and follow the example of Jesus Christ. In doing so, we will arrive at green pastures, the pastures of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.